Stars fill a dark sky. Titles appear. Melissa Gilbert is Rebecca in The Soul Collector.
My name is Mordecai. I'm a soul collector. Since the beginning of time, we have guided souls into the afterlife, arriving at the moment of death in accordance with the grand design.
Now in a speeding ambulance, a monitor flatlines. A woman and paramedics regard a man on a stretcher.
I'm sorry, he's gone.
No!
Now in a casino, a roulette wheel spins.
22 black.
At a blackjack table, a cocktail waitress serves players.
There have been few problems. After all, one should not stumble while on the eternal path.
A gray-suited gambler plays craps.
Come on, hot shooter!
But recently, the council has been confronted by an errant spirit who has become, in this century's vernacular, a screw-up.
Yes! Yes!
The craps player's pager blinks on his belt. In the ambulance, the monitor's vitals line suddenly pulsates. As the woman holds the patient's hand in hers, his fingers wiggle and his head moves.
We've got rhythm back.
Oh, my God, Raymond. All right. Oh, thank God.
At the craps table.
I'm on a roll. All right, 10 on number 9.
The croupier pushes the dice across the table and the shooter rolls.
7! That's a loser. Next shooter.
As the gray-suited gambler reaches for the dice, his fingers pass right through them.
You blew it.
A distinguished figure appears.
Hey, stick around, Mordecai. You might bring me some luck.
Zachariah, you had a collection schedule and you weren't even there.
5 minutes.
No. You pushed it too far. They are angry, Zachariah. They're not going to cover for you anymore.
Just tell them to reschedule. They've done it before.
That is not the point. Every time you get involved in one of these cockamamie stunts of yours, the plan is altered. Years of human life are affected. You're a soul collector. You have a job to do.
All right, I won't screw up again, just...
Mordecai eyes Zachariah Cooley.
You got my promise.
Promises won't cut it, not anymore.
Well, what do you want from me?
It's not what I want, Zachariah. It's out of my hands now. You've gone too far, and this time they're going to teach you a lesson.
No lessons. Just look, talk to them for me one more time.
I can't. It's final. Besides, I agree with them. 30 days on Earth. Living as a human being. Maybe then you'll learn some compassion for them.
No. You're kidding.
As Mordecai focuses his stern gaze to the side, the errant soul collector grins. The casino dissolves into a grassy hillside, and Zachariah's gray suit transforms into a striped cowboy shirt and blue jeans. He glances quizzically at his surroundings, then discovers his unfamiliar clothes. Mordecai eyes him soberly.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hands behind his back, Mordecai gazes, motionless.
I mean, live as a human? This is insane. I was a little late. It's not like... I mean, it hasn't happened before. I mean, give me a break.
Zachariah, you're arrogant, you're irresponsible. You think you can get away with everything. Well, you've used up your last marker. The answer is no.
Zachariah glances around.
What am I supposed to do here? How do you expect me to live?
I suggest you get a job.
Zachariah gapes and his eyes dart. As Mordecai strolls off, Zachariah puffs out his cheeks with astonishment. Glancing back at his supervisor, he watches him fade, then disappear. Zachariah scans his surroundings, then walks up the hill and down into a pasture. In the distance, a herd of cattle graze near scattered farm buildings. He strolls awkwardly past blossoming clusters of wildflowers, eyeing them with wonder. You are listening to Video Description on the SAP channel. This service is primarily intended for viewers who are blind or visually impaired. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV or VCR. Starring Bruce Greenwood as Zachariah, with Christina Carlisi, Todd Allen, Buck Taylor, J.D. Garfield, Scott Leavenworth, Hilary Duff, and Ossie Davis as Mordecai. Music by Dan Foliart, edited by Andrew London, production designer Carrie White, director of photography Donnie Fauntleroy, ASC, line producer Bill Scott, supervising producer Joyce Brotman, based upon the book A Pocketful of Paradise by Kathleen Kane, teleplay by Joyce Brotman, directed by Michael M. Scott. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH, described by Dutch Priest, Matthew Lane, Carrie Dennehy, Stacey Perlman, and Paula Broussard, read by Gailey Heidemann. For more about description, call DVS at 1-800-333-1203 or visit our website, access.wgbh.org. Hazy clouds cover the sky, tinted by the sun's glow. Now, four long rows of tightly swirled bales of hay stretch across the pasture. On top of one row, Zachariah walks with careful steps, swinging out his arms for balance, then leaping to another row of haystacks. As he glances over his shoulder, he slips off and proceeds walking between them, playfully bouncing into the bales on either side. He spots a baby calf lying in a mud hole. Beside a haystack, the calf lies on its belly, half buried in muddy grass. Zachariah steps into the mire.
It's all right. It's okay.
Pushing aside a coil of barbed wire, Zachariah kneels beside the muddy animal and examines its muzzle.
There you go.
He spots a tangle of barbed wire snagged around the calf's hooves.
Oh, you're caught up.
Lifting the animal's muddy legs, Zachariah unwraps the wire and tosses it. He grimaces and shakes his hand. Gripping the wire firmly, he pulls it off the calf's legs. He reaches over the little cow and pulls it to a standing position. The animal falters.
Stand up. Stand.
He lifts again and the calf stands shakily.
All right? Okay.
The calf takes a step. As the calf trots away, Zachariah looks up. Beside a horse, a woman holds a rifle on him.
Who the hell are you and what are you doing on my property?
The rancher wears a cowboy hat, jeans, a tank top, and a ring on a chain around her neck.
I'm waiting for an answer. Come on.
My name's, Zach. Zachariah.
That doesn't tell me what you're doing with my cattle.
Getting it out of that wire.
Where's your horse?
As he sloshes out of the mud, Zach shifts his gaze thoughtfully.
I don't know. I'd tell you more if I knew more.
Well, you better tell me something.
I was riding. And the horse got spooked and...
Zach waves his arm.
Threw me. You know, when I came to, it was gone. And everything I had went with it.
That's your story?
Yeah. That's as much of it as I can remember.
Oh, so now you have amnesia too?
Well, I don't know about amnesia, but... I can't remember yesterday.
The rancher grins and uncocks her rifle.
I wouldn't accept that story from my 7-year-old son. You just go on, get out of here.
As she slides her rifle into its saddle holster, Zach brushes off his hands. She faces him.
What is it?
Zach examines his muddy palm, then shows it to the woman.
Blood.
Blood?
The rancher approaches and eyes the hand closely. Caked with mud, a bloody gash crosses the palm of Zach's hand.
Ooh, that looks bad.
Really?
Yeah, here.
The rancher hands him her handkerchief.
Thank you.
Okay.
As she heads back to her horse, Zach follows.
Hey!
Zach halts and meets her wary gaze with a smile.
Well, you're not just going to leave me here, are you?
She carefully scrutinizes the stranger.
I guess my calf owes you more than that.
Zach smiles and the rancher turns toward her horse.
Come on.
Zach watches her slide one boot in the stirrup and swing into the saddle.
Hop on.
He goes to the side of the horse and eyes its flank. The woman offers her hand. Zach ignores it. He puts one hand on the horn, the other on the back of the saddle, and shoves his boot into the stirrup.
Go on.
He tries to climb up behind her.
Whoa, hey!
As Zach tumbles back to his feet, the woman controls her patient horse.
Whoa!
Zach tries to wiggle onto the horse, fails, and tries again.
Hey!
Sprawling over the horse, Zach kicks, squirms, and gradually manages to sit upright, straddling the steed's rump.
Are you okay? Yeah?
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa. Sure?
Yeah.
See why you fell off your horse. Let's go. Whoa. Hang on.
As she reins toward the open pasture, Zach takes hold of the saddle, then bounces and wobbles on the animal's rump. Later, the horse's steady gait jostling him precariously, they approach a two-story house with a red roof. In its large yard, shade trees surround the house. The horse quickens its gait as it nears the ranch, bouncing Zach harder. A man rushes out of a barn and takes the reins as Zach tumbles off.
Careful.
A boy with a dog runs up.
Jason, would you take it, please?
Hi, Mom.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Danny, did you get your work done?
Most of it. Kazoom type.
Here we go.
I sneezed.
Why is that a big deal?
She heads toward the house.
Who's he?
His name is Zach. He helped me with a calf over in the north pasture.
What was he doing there?
I fell off my horse and your mom rescued me.
Surprised she didn't shoot you.
The woman drags Danny to the porch.
Well, I think she meant to.
That's my mom.
All right, it's enough of this. I want you to go get cleaned up, okay?
But what about him? His shirt's all ripped and he's wet and dirty. He fit into Dad's things.
The woman stares. Zach nods.
That'd be good.
She faces her son.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, why don't you go upstairs and get him a pair of pants and a shirt? You know where your dad's stuff's packed away, right? Okay, hurry up. Thanks.
Inside, she hangs the rifle on the gun rack and approaches a woman baking in the kitchen.
This way, please. Helen, this is Zach. I found him wrestling a calf out of a mud hole over in the north pasture.
Helen looks Zach over.
Looks like the calf won.
No.
Zach smiles at Helen's dumbfounded stare. The women trade brief smiles.
Well, how about some coffee?
Coffee?
Just made some fresh. How do you take it?
Take it.
Cream, sugar?
He claims that his memory is gone.
Helen pours a mug of coffee, then peers at the stranger.
Well, let's try black.
Helen hands Zach the mug. He cradles it in both muddy hands, smiles and drinks. Savoring the beverage in his mouth, he gazes off. Zach swallows, faces his gaping hostess, and slaps the table.
That's coffee.
Something wrong with it?
I just did not. I didn't think it would. No, it's good.
Those cream and sugar's over there. I might want to try that.
Helen frosts the cake.
You probably want to go. The bathroom's just across the hall there to clean up.
Carrying the coffee mug and creamer, Zach bumps against the door jamb as he crosses to the bath. Helen smiles as she spreads a dollop of frosting, and Zach lifts his mug to her. As he turns, the two women exchange a quizzical look. Raising the mug and creamer to them, Zach shoves the door shut with his foot. Zach pours the coffee into the sink. Outside, the rancher faces Helen.
What's that all about?
You keep an eye on him. I'm going to go check him out.
As the rancher heads off, Helen returns to frosting the cake. In the bathroom, Zach washes the mud off his hand, then glances at the mirror. He freezes, staring at his likeness. Zach turns off the water. He presses the fingers of his wounded hand to the glass in front of his wide-eyed reflection. Slowly, he turns his hand over. The laceration has vanished, and no hint of a scar mars his palm. In another room, the rancher uses a phone.
Come on, Sheriff, somebody must have reported him missing.
Danny carries in clothes.
Uh-huh. Mom?
But hold on one second.
You think these will fit?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I'm here. Well, just keep checking, okay?
Meanwhile, wearing the new clothes, Zach gazes at a longhorn bull's mounted head above a fireplace. As he reaches toward its stuffed snout, he steps on a toy bubble blower's air bellow. Zach skitters away, then watches shimmering bubbles gush from the toy's crown. He squats and catches a cluster of bubbles in his hands. It crumbles in a rapid series of bursts. He stares, awestruck, as more bubbles float down and pop on his fingertips. From soapy water, he removes a plastic disc drilled with a dozen holes. As he whisks it in the air, a dozen bubble clusters float through the air. Danny and his mother enter the doorway. They watch as Zach touches the floating bubbles. Then the rancher puts her hand on her hip.
Those clothes look like they fit you pretty good.
Zach puts down the soap holder.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yours will be done in just a minute.
Oh, Mom, isn't he staying for dinner?
He can't. There's people that'll be missing him.
She gives Zach a questioning nod, then meets his blank gaze. The rancher shifts on her feet. She faces Danny.
Danny? Why don't you go set another place at the table?
Yes.
At the table, Rebecca joins a goateed man, a man with a handlebar mustache, Helen, and others.
Rebecca, we've been all over this place, and there's nothing out there.
Did you look in Little Rock Canyon?
We looked everywhere.
I've got more bad news.
Zach clumsily works his fork.
There's another 50 head missing.
50 more?
Zach drops his fork.
We'll find them, Miss Rebecca. They're out there somewhere.
A girl brings plates.
Isn't it time for some of Uncle Charlie's birthday cake?
Who told?
Oh, come on, Uncle Charlie. You've been talking about that cake all week.
Your mom has been cooking me carrot cakes since she was 10 years old, and it's still the best I ate.
Oh, you just say that so I'll keep making them for you every year. Oh, no, he's saying it to warn me not to even try.
Mom swore never to go near the kitchen.
Danny clutches his throat.
See how they beg for my cooking? For
he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, wish nobody can deny.
Helen kisses Charlie's cheek.
Make a wish.
Eyeing the birthday cake, Zach pokes his finger into one candle's flame. The kids grin, and Rebecca gapes.
Don't ever do that, Eric.
No kidding.
Jake dabs the napkin to his lips, eyeing Zach warily. Charlie blows out the candles.
Zach, where was it you said you were from again?
I told you I don't know.
Yeah, I know. You said you got thrown off a horse.
Helen hands him a slice of cake.
You look familiar. Did we ever meet before?
Zach shakes his head.
I don't think so.
No, if he was from around here, one of us would know him.
Then maybe you could tell us where you think you might be headed.
Well, I guess I'm looking for a job.
You could work here.
No, we don't need another man around here.
But you said yesterday we could use some more help.
Would you work for room and board?
Zach faces the young foreman.
I don't know. What kind of work?
Well, we could use somebody to finish up the property fence.
How long would that take?
2 weeks, maybe a month.
I could do that.
Jake shifts his gaze uncomfortably.
Yeah, I mean, how hard could it be?
Rebecca and the foreman grin.
All right.
Zach hands Rebecca a piece of cake. Now she sits with her farmhands.
So how many cattle do you think are missing at this point?
Couple hundred, maybe three.
Well, we just can't afford to lose anymore, not with the price of beef as low as it is.
We just gotta get lucky.
We needed luck yesterday. You all know how much acreage we had to sell off last year. We could barely afford winter feed.
Well, that's exactly why the last thing we need is another mouth to feed. No, Jake. The last thing we need to do is fall behind on work while we're looking for cattle. That's why he can help us, Rebecca.
Well, I talked with the other ranchers again today, and no one's missing any livestock.
Sheriff can't figure it out either.
The 10-year-old girl enters.
Dad, you said after dinner.
Checkers, Charlie. We promised.
Tom and Charlie start across the room.
We'll talk.
Thanks.
They leave. As Rebecca sips from a glass, Jake massages her shoulders from behind.
Look, I don't trust this guy. You know, I think it's odd that he shows up here now, right when you're losing all the cattle.
Well, the cattle started disappearing weeks ago.
Well, maybe he came here to finish things off.
Oh, it's a pretty strange way to go about it.
Well, I'm not going to leave him here with you and Danny alone.
I can take care of myself.
I know that.
Jake strokes her chin with his thumb.
But I want to take care of you.
Rebecca forces a polite smile. She meets Helen in the front hall.
Thanks for cleaning up.
Sure. Ellie, come on, time to go.
I'll be right down.
Helen notices Rebecca staring off.
You okay? Maybe he shouldn't be staying here. There's something strange about him.
You're the one that brought him home, fed him dinner.
Well, what was I supposed to do? He was all muddy, cut, bleeding.
Okay, so now he's dry and bandaged and settled in the bunkhouse.
What am I doing?
Danny seems to like him.
Danny misses his father.
Hey, it's every woman's dream, right? Having a handsome stranger show up at your door.
You have been reading way too many romance novels. With my luck, someone's going to show up at my door with a warrant for his arrest. Say goodbye to your Aunt Beck.
Bye.
Bye, sweetie. Sleep tight.
Night, night.
Helen and Ellie head off. Now out in the night air, a light bulb glows on the bunkhouse porch. Inside, Jake sleeps in a bed with the top sheet and blankets half covering his bare torso. A few feet across the room, a second bed lies empty. Charlie sleeps in a third. As the old farmhand gives a twitch in his sleep, Zach steps into view. Wearing a t-shirt and shorts, he looks at his noisy roommates. Zach wearily rubs his face, then sits on the empty bed.
This is great. This is great.
He lies back and folds his arms.
Mordecai, what am I doing here?
Morning. Trees catch the sun in front of Rebecca's two-story colonial-style farmhouse. In the bunkhouse, Zach sits up. Charlie shaves at the sink.
So, Zach, how'd you sleep last night, partner?
Not the way I'd hoped.
Well, don't complain to me about being tired. I expect a fair day's work at you. You know what it is you gotta do?
Stepping on nutshells, Zach hops.
Yeah, well, I'll figure it out. Yeah.
Jake steps past them.
Well, you better do more than figure it out.
He grabs a set of keys off a microwave oven.
Maybe he ought to ride with me today. Help out with the roundup.
Uh-uh. Tom's a foreman. He wants him here finishing the fence.
Well, I'd rather he be where I can keep an eye on him.
Jake heads out.
He wouldn't mind you so much if you were old and tired like me. He's a little high-strung.
Later, Danny bikes after the family dog.
Lucky! Lucky, wait up! Lucky!
Stopping alongside a pasture fence, he finds Zach.
Hey, Zach, what's up?
Nothing, I'm just working on... Just putting this... fence up.
He hits his finger with his hammer.
Ow! 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 Ow!
I could have told you that was gonna hurt. You were holding it wrong.
That's funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if it's so easy, why don't you try it?
At the post, okay. Danny picks up the hammer.
First, you hold the staple underneath like this. Then you tap it. Not too hard. Until it catches. Then we can walk away at it. How come you didn't know that?
I knew that.
Try it.
Danny hands Zach the hammer. The displaced soul collector gets a staple, holds it in place, and swings the hammer.
You're doing good. Want some licorice?
Sure, thanks.
Zach sniffs the red candy.
That's my mom's horse. My dad gave it to her when they got married.
She's pretty.
She's gonna fall soon. I'm gonna get to train her colt.
Oh yeah, boy or girl?
We don't know that yet.
Zach tastes the licorice. Danny's smile fades as he fingers a hole in the shirt Zach is wearing.
My dad tore this when we were picking apples.
Remember much about your dad?
I remember some. Mom tells me about him, so I don't forget.
How'd he die?
It was a stampede over in Pine Creek Canyon. I'm hungry. I'm gonna go get us some food.
Zach watches the boy head off on his bike. The flat terrain all around them gleams under the sun. A breeze rustles the grass.
Let's go.
Zach leans toward the pail of staples, then halts, noticing Mordecai.
It's about time.
How are you adjusting to life as a human, Zachariah?
Well, it's not as much fun as it looks. The sun's frying my skin. These guys make noises all night. I can't sleep. I mean, why would anyone want to live like this? Look what's happening to me. The cut went away. The thumb is not healing itself.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Zach stares slack-jawed at his heavenly supervisor.
Okay, Mordecai, I'm begging you. Get me out of here.
I'm sorry. It's 30 days. You still have 29 to go.
That's impossible.
Oh, I don't think so. But, Zach, one more thing. When you come back, you'll be bringing something.
What?
One of these souls.
Mordecai walks away, leaving Zach alone. Squinting in the afternoon sun, he gives a defiant nod. Now Rebecca's Jeep arrives at Helen's house, where Danny and Lucky play in the yard. Rebecca parks on the dirt drive.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie.
On a screen porch, Helen reads with her feet up. Rebecca joins her, carrying a tray.
You didn't have to do this. I'm fine.
Ellie said you didn't get out of bed all morning, and besides, I had the soup.
I know. I made it yesterday.
Of course you did. If I had made the soup, it would really make you sick.
Flowers, too. I must be dying.
Don't joke. What'd the doctor say?
I didn't call him. There's nothing wrong.
Don't tell me that. This is, what, the third time in a month?
I'm just tired. I'm not sleeping great. That's all.
They watch Danny and Lucky.
Sick? Cookie!
Zach crosses the yard wearing a tool belt and massaging his hand.
How long's he staying?
Mom,
till he finishes the fence.
Jake says he's not much of a worker.
Jake would.
Looks like there's something in his paw. Come here. Come here.
As Zach crouches down to help Lucky, Rebecca leans eagerly forward for a look. Lucky licks Zach as he checks the dog's paw.
He's good with kids and dogs.
Helen smiles. As Rebecca faces her, the tired woman leans back serenely.
So what are you thinking? He can paint a fence. He's nice to dogs. This is a man I need.
He is the last thing I need.
Yeah, just remember that.
Besides, why would I want anybody who doesn't even remember who he is?
Right. You keep pushing Jake away because you're not ready.
I like Jake, but liking's different than loving.
Rebecca's gaze roves back onto Zach. Later with Tom.
So exactly how long do you think we have?
4 months. 6 at the most.
Rebecca slouches, facing him.
Look, this is going to sound a little off the wall, but remember when your dad died and old man Peterson tried to buy this property?
I don't think he'd resort to wrestling. No, that's pretty extreme even for him.
Yeah, well, he got the Martell Ranch a few years back. And from what I hear, there was some pretty shady stuff connected to it. Rebecca. I'll do everything I can to keep you from losing this property. I promise.
I know. I miss Sam.
I miss him, too.
You and Sam. Helen and I had our sights set on you two in fourth grade.
How could you resist? There were some pretty hot-looking studs in those Boy Scout uniforms.
Oh, yeah. No, it was the little cap thing that got me.
Something draws their attention across the room. Rebecca and Tom go to a window and look out. Standing on a porch step, Ellie and Danny lean way back, holding Zach's hands.
Two huge wooden wheels. They go racing around the track, and the dust is flying up everywhere, and the horses are thundering, and the people are standing up, and they're cheering. It's life and death.
I want to go. When can we go?
Well, you can't go anymore. The chariot races were in ancient Rome. That was thousands of years ago.
Jake approaches from his truck.
But you said you were watching from the stands.
No, I said that I dreamed that I was watching.
The kids shake their heads.
Hey.
Hey, Jake.
Hey.
Jake.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jake.
Hi, honey.
Jake enters the house.
Hey.
Hi.
Movie starts at 8. We're gonna be late.
Yeah, I can't go. We gotta finish this.
How's it looking, Tom?
Not great.
You know, we could skip the movie.
The kids dash past them.
Why don't I go pick us up a quart of Rocky Road ice cream? How'd that be?
That sounds great.
Zach follows the kids. Jake grins at Rebecca, then makes eye contact with Zach. Jake's smile fades.
I'll be back.
Okay.
Rebecca watches him go, then looks in Zach's direction. Nighttime. Rebecca tucks Danny in.
So, tomorrow you can work on the fence again with Zach.
Zach's not much of a builder, Mom. I had to show him how to hammer a nail.
Well, he's trying to figure out who he is. I guess we can just scratch Carpenter right off the list, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Go to sleep, okay?
Good night.
Good night. You ready? Mm-hmm. Swear?
Swear.
Swear?
Swear.
Swear. Pinky. Ah! Love you.
Love you, too. Zach said he'd say goodnight.
Well, he went back to the bunkhouse.
Behind her, Zach peers into Danny's room.
Come on in.
Hi.
Hi, Zach.
Zach steps past Rebecca, who smiles. As he nears Danny's bed, he glances awkwardly at her. Rebecca stands by.
Well, thanks, for helping me today. That was good.
You're welcome. Can you tell me a story?
Zach glances hesitantly at Rebecca. She gives a bright nod and leaves. Later.
And Doc Holliday just swaggered down the street. He walked into that OK Corral and... You could hear the whole town just suck in their breath.
Seated on Danny's bedside, he notices the boy sleeping. Zach waves a hand in front of his eyes, then gets up.
You said you'd check.
I thought you were asleep.
Zach leans over and looks under the bed.
Nothing.
Rebecca returns.
Night, Danny.
Danny props himself up and reaches out with both arms. Zach receives the boy's hug and pats him gently on the back. Behind them, Rebecca watches intently. Danny lies back down. As Zach turns to go, he nearly bumps into Rebecca. They swap fleeting smiles.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Rebecca smiles as Zach flies past her. Then she looks at her slumbering son. Daytime. On a dirt path by a river, Jake and Charlie patrol on horseback. Tom approaches astride his horse. The three riders stop and confer.
What'd you find?
Nothing. Again?
You know, whoever's doing this is pretty clever. He seems to know exactly where we're not going to be.
Mm-hmm. I want to look up near where Peterson's ranch starts. All right? Let's head over that way.
Hell, Tom. We'll be out all night.
You got it.
Now a bouquet of snapdragons leans on a tombstone which reads, In loving memory, Sam Drake. Rebecca faces the monument.
I feel like everything's slowly slipping away.
She fingers the gold band on her necklace.
Tell me what to do, Sam.
Rebecca!
How do I find a way to save us?
Rebecca!
Ellie comes running.
Rebecca, Mama's sick. She fell down and I can't get her up.
Where?
She's at home.
They hurry to the Jeep and climb in.
Hang on.
They speed away from the ranch's old family cemetery. Later, they find Helen on her living room floor. A handkerchief in her slack hand soaks blood from her nose.
Sit here. Oh, my God. Okay, I want you to go and find Zach, okay? You try the bunkhouse first.
Is she gonna be okay?
Yes, she's gonna be fine. Now go. Go!
Ellie obeys.
Helen. 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 Helen, wake up. Come on. Wake up. Focus on me, okay? Focus on me.
Tom. Where's Tom?
He's with Jake and Charlie, okay? We're gonna get you to the hospital. I just want you to stay focused on me, Helen. Look at me. It's good. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. Just breathe.
Now Rebecca drives Zach down a dirt road.
Did you reach Tom yet?
No. His cell phone must not be working.
Sure hopes we'll be all right.
Rebecca pulls the Jeep onto the driveway apron and stops at the ranch's closed metal gate. Zach gets out, unlatches it, and swings it open. His gaze shifts from the distant main house to Rebecca at the wheel. She turns off the engine. Zach glances again toward the house, then faces the widow.
Rebecca?
Her distracted gaze focuses on him. Zach slowly steps up to her.
You all right?
She nods, then looks out over the ranch.
This land has been in my family for generations. The people who live on it are my whole life. My father and Helen's father worked on it together. Helen and I grew up playing on every inch of it. Just like Danny and Ellie. I love her, Zach.
Zach touches her cheek, then squeezes her shoulder.
Let's go.
She pulls off toward the house, leaving Zach by the gate. Nighttime. Drifting clouds hide the moon. In bed, Zach sleeps face down. Outside, Rebecca races toward the bunkhouse porch. She bursts into the cowhands' quarters.
Zach! 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 The guys aren't back yet. I need your help in the barn.
She hurries out. Zach sits up. Outside, Rebecca sprints away from the bunkhouse. Zach reaches for his jeans. Now in the barn, Rebecca pets her pregnant mare, which lies on its side. Zach enters. Rebecca haltingly holds up a hand.
Shh, shh. Okay. The foal's not coming and the vet is at another ranch. I need you to come here and hold her head and talk to her. I have to go turn the foal.
He steps closer.
What should I do? Where should I go?
Zach steps around to the horse's head and crouches by Rebecca.
Easy. Just keep talking to her. Just hold this.
Rebecca puts Zach's hand on the horse's bridle and gently works her way back to the animal's rear. Zach strokes the horse's neck.
Okay.
Keep talking to her,
Zach,
please.
Yeah.
Talk to her, okay?
It's all right.
Talk to her.
It's okay.
Keep talking to her, easy.
It's okay.
Easy.
It's okay.
Okay, I'm going to try and turn it now.
As Zach comforts the horse, Rebecca reaches toward the animal's rear.
Okay.
Zach watches Rebecca's face grow tense.
I got it.
Okay. I turned it. It's coming. Here comes, Zach. You want to see this? Come here. Here it comes.
Wide-eyed, Zach kneels beside Rebecca.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
The horse's eye shifts. Zach moves back a bit, keeping his gaze on the animal. Rebecca grins. As the horse gets to her feet, her foal lies on its side. Rebecca strokes the baby's wet hair with her bloody hands. Beside her, Zach pets the foal's head.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Zach wipes his nose with the back of his hand, then continues to gently pet the foal. Now Charlie rides up to Zach at the unfinished fence.
Zach, your boy. When you finish here, head on over to the horse corral. Gate down there needs a fixing.
Okay.
You remember anything yet?
No.
How long are you planning on sticking around?
Just as long as it takes to fix the fence.
Charlie glances over his shoulder at Zach's work. He rides off. As Charlie urges his horse into a gallop, Zach watches him go. Turning back to the fence, he sees Mordecai on the other side.
Nice job.
X. I'm learning all kinds of new things. Can never tell when they're going to need a fence up there. Things are getting very complicated here. They're not buying my story. I mean, didn't anybody think how this is going to affect all these lives?
They expected you to be an observer, not a participant.
It doesn't work that way. No, you can't just drop into their lives and then expect it to all go back the way it was when you leave. I have to assume it's part of their plan.
It's not. Zachariah, why are you here? Just don't screw up.
Mordecai starts to walk away.
So part of this lesson in compassion is learning how to lie convincingly.
Mordecai gives a slight nod. Lifting his eyebrows, he starts off again. Zach watches the soul collector vanish. Later, Danny sits on a tire swing facing Zach.
talk with your mom about him?
Yeah, sometimes. Ellie asked if I can still remember what my dad looked like. If I could still hear his voice.
Do you?
I try to. But not really. But don't tell my mom, because it'll make her sad. I worry. He was scared.
Why? What happened?
Uncle Charlie said he came down the canyon so fast that my daddy couldn't get out of the way.
In a flashback, Sam and Charlie ride beside a herd of cattle. Something spooks Sam's horse and the animal bucks.
The cinch broke and he fell right in the middle of everything. Uncle Charlie fell off his horse trying to get to my dad and almost died. We still won't go back to Pine Creek Canyon.
Lying face down in the dirt, Sam looks over his shoulder at the oncoming herd, back with Danny.
Think it hurts to die, Zach?
Zach's eyes briefly shift away from the boy. The soul collector licks his lips, then crouches to Danny's eye level.
Well, I think the moment that you actually die is wondrous. It's amazingly peaceful.
A slight smile forms on Danny's lips. In the flashback, Sam lies lifelessly on the ground.
He's in a beautiful place, Danny.
A transparent twin of Sam rises from his body.
I can promise you that.
As an ethereal glow emanates from the soul, he stands.
Really beautiful.
Sam's soul takes a few steps forward and faces Zachariah, who wears his gray suit. With a gentle smile, he puts his hand on Sam's shoulder and ushers him across a grassy clearing. A burst of golden light engulfs them, and they disappear as a brilliant white light fills our view. Now in the present.
Helen?
Rebecca walks around Helen's house, carrying a small bunch of wildflowers. As she approaches the door to an enclosed porch, she notices an SUV coming up the dirt drive. Rebecca goes to meet it. As Tom pulls the vehicle to a stop, Rebecca faces Helen through the passenger side window.
What did the doctor say?
It's back. 5 years. I was almost out of the woods.
You beat it before, you'll do it again.
I hope so.
You will.
Helen forces a smile and it quickly fades. Later, Rebecca pulls her Jeep to a stop outside the barn. As Zach lifts a bale of hay by the door, he watches Rebecca run from her car into the yard. Stopping under a large shady tree, Rebecca tilts her head back. Zach looks on with a concerned gaze and tosses the hay bale aside. As Rebecca stares off with her hands on her hips, Zach approaches.
She doesn't deserve this. It's so unfair.
What's happened?
The cancer's back. God. Why is this happening to her? She's done nothing in this life but be a good person.
Meeting Zach's gaze, Rebecca lets out a ragged breath. Her mouth twists into a grimace and she hurries off. Now, behind a tree's leafless branches, a full moon and hundreds of tiny stars glow in the dark blue sky. Danny sleeps in bed. Zach leaves the boy's bedside. On the porch steps, Rebecca sits staring off into the night. As Zach walks out, Rebecca watches him descend the steps. Zach makes a falling motion with his arm.
Fast asleep.
Thanks.
Sure.
There's something about the nighttime. I don't know if it's the stillness of the sky or the way the moon and the stars just seem to hang up there. I feel like I'm looking straight up into heaven.
Zach's gaze drifts down from the sky and lands on Rebecca. As she peers up at him, Zach hesitantly brushes his fingertips against hers. Rebecca takes his hand in both of hers and stares at it thoughtfully. As she looks back into his eyes, Zach lifts her to her feet. They stand face to face, and Zach looks deep into Rebecca's eyes.
Something I've always wanted to do.
He looks down at their hands. With her right hand in his left, Zach lifts Rebecca's right arm out to her side. As he puts his free hand at her waist, she puts hers on his shoulder. Zach leads Rebecca in a simple box step, hesitant at first, then grows more confident. Nothing can stand in our way. How can I tell you? Words can't express this magic that's happened to me. A wide grin spreads across Rebecca's face.
Never knew someone could touch me like this. Beautiful, gentle, and sweet.
As they stare into each other's eyes, their dance slows to a stop. Rebecca inches closer until her lips touch Zach's in a brief, tender kiss. Zach's mouth hangs agape, and he softly brushes his fingertips over her cheek, lips, and chin. Hesitant, he leans in for another kiss, pulls away, then quickly returns for a deeper kiss.
So I love you the rest of my life.
As Zach cups Rebecca's face in his hand, she wraps one arm around his neck. Separating from their passionate kiss, they smile into each other's eyes, then return to their dance position. As they dance, Jake crosses the yard, his gaze focused downward. Looking up, he sees the couple dancing in a close embrace. Standing hidden behind a tree, Jake watches them for a moment, then hurries off in the direction he came. By the porch, Rebecca rests her head against Zach's chest, her eyes closed. Zach looks off, his mouth hanging agape. Lifting her head to face him, he kisses her deeply.
So I love you the rest of my life.
Jake storms into the bunkhouse.
I want that guy out of here.
Jake, it's not up to you.
She doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah, but it's her choice.
Jake takes a beer from the fridge.
None of this guy's story makes any sense. And I damn well don't believe that crap about him just showing up here like that. What did he do, walk in from another country?
I pressed him about it the other day. I got nowhere.
Well, maybe it's my turn.
Don't get crazy on me, Jake.
No, I'm going to be real hospitable. Hey, why don't you and I take him out tomorrow night? Show him a good time.
Jake looks at the bottle in his hand.
I'm going to buy him a few beers.
All right.
Now Charlie and Jake stand at a bar. Beside them, Zach leans against it drowsily.
How's it going?
Well, hold on there, Chief. what's your hurry?
Danny's waiting up, and I have to teaching him about the French Revolution.
Yeah, how do you know about that?
You learn out of school, Zach? What school?
Didn't go to school.
And how do you know so much about it?
Zach wobbles a bit, then points his fingers.
Saw it?
Like on TV, right? Like on TV.
Amigo, you better be thinking about moving on.
Zach nods, pressing his lips together.
2 weeks, I'm gone.
He's not talking about 2 weeks, he means now.
What's so special about 2 weeks?
That's when I have to leave, 2 weeks.
Well, now, if you know that, maybe there's a whole lot of other things you ain't saying.
Zach woozily turns to face Jake. Jake looks off with a smile, shaking his head, then grabs Zach by his shirt.
I want an answer,
Jake,
damn it.
I
want
to know
who you are.
Jake!
Rebecca ain't available.
Rebecca.
Whoa. Wait. Let's look at this lot.
Yo, Bobby.
I know I've seen him around here somewhere. It just won't come to me. Where?
Trust me, Charlie. You've never seen me.
Well, how can you be so sure?
Because you're human.
Yes, sir.
And what are you?
Zach looks from Charlie to Jake.
Never been human before.
I'm tired of all the riddles, Charlie.
Jake faces Zach.
Now, you remember what I told you.
Jake points a finger at him and walks off.
A little high-strung. 7-0. Amigo. Otra vez.
Now at Rebecca's house, a breeze rustles sheer curtains at a hall window. Past a lit lamp on a bureau, a bedroom door swings open on its own. Inside, a love seat sits beside a fireplace. In a large bed, white sheets cover Rebecca's sleeping form. Lying on her back, her head shifts a little on her pillow, and her eyes slowly blink open. Sam stands in the middle of the room, watching her.
Sam.
She sits up.
I always loved watching you sleep.
I missed you so much.
Sam sits on the edge of the bed, and they look into each other's eyes.
I've always been here. I know you loved me, Rebecca. I know how much you loved me.
I'm glad.
The best way to honor our life together is for you to be happy. Promise me that.
I promise.
Sam lifts a hand to Rebecca's face and gently draws his fingertips down her cheek. He gets up and walks out of the room.
Sam?
Rebecca draws her sheets aside and follows.
Sam?
She heads out into the hallway. Moving in slow motion, she goes to the top of the stairs.
Sam?
The stairwell and front entranceway are empty.
Please don't go.
Now Rebecca wakes up in bed. Propping herself up on her elbows, she looks warily around the room. Daytime. Rebecca sits on Helen's enclosed porch.
It was unbelievable. I know it was a dream, but it just seemed so real. Maybe it was a little bit of both. What do you mean? Well, I mean, maybe Sam wanted to talk to you, and he did it in the only way he could. You don't really believe that? Yeah, I do. I certainly expect to continue to give Tom the benefit of my opinions. And you too.
Rebecca flashes a brief smile. Now wearing a white undershirt and jeans, Zach steps barefoot onto the tiny bunkhouse porch. He grabs hold of a post as he carefully takes one step at a time. Mordecai stands nearby. Zach flinches, then notices the soul collector and lets out a breath.
Crying out loud, Mordecai, you scare me half to death.
Odd choice of words.
What now?
They're not happy with the way you're handling yourself. You're here to learn about compassion, not alcohol.
Well, thanks for reminding me.
I'll be reminding you, often.
Well, you should remind them, too. Remind them their consequences, their little experiment.
What consequences?
Zach steps closer to his supervisor.
I came here, I got involved with these people. Now what happens when I go? What happens to them?
They go on.
No, well, it's not that simple. Danny loses another person in his life. So does Rebecca. After what I've already done to them.
What have you already done to them?
I took her husband.
The decision to take him was not yours. Zachariah, what's happening to you?
Nothing is happening to me.
Zach looks away from Mordecai and shakes his head. Mordecai lifts his chin knowingly.
I just never thought about what happens to the people they're left behind.
As Mordecai takes a step away, he disappears. Zach looks back in his direction and sees that he's gone. Resting his hands on his legs, Zach lets out a sigh. Now in the barn, Rebecca leans against a post. Zach enters with a wheelbarrow.
So when were you planning on telling me?
Telling you what?
That you're leaving in 2 weeks?
Zach sets the back end of the wheelbarrow on the ground and faces Rebecca.
We always said a month.
That was before.
It was before?
Yeah. Before. Somehow I thought you wouldn't. Not if you feel the way that I feel.
I feel the same way.
Zach takes a deep breath and gazes at Rebecca. As he lowers his head, she touches his chest and draws him close. The couple nuzzle their noses, then kiss passionately. As their lips lock, Rebecca wraps her arm around Zach's neck and holds him tight. Zach presses her back against the post. Rebecca breathes in, then kisses him deeply. Now, by a bright window, their darkened figures sway together. Rebecca separates and pulls her tank top over her head. As she throws the shirt aside, her long hair drapes over her bare back. Touching each other's bare torsos, the couple rock gently. Leaning forward, Zach tenderly kisses Rebecca. She presses her lips against his chest. Embraced, the couple lower onto a blanket, covering a pile of hay. In the barn, Rebecca puts on her boots.
Gotta get going. Danny will be back any minute.
Kneeling beside her, Zach leans in and kisses Rebecca. As they separate, she gazes at him.
Bye.
Bye.
Walking out of the stall, Rebecca passes Mordecai. Zach's superior watches her leave the barn, then enters the stall with a stern face.
Now you've done it. You're not a mortal man, Zachariah, and you can't pretend to live like one.
Zach puts on his t-shirt and approaches Mordecai.
Leave me alone. You don't understand.
He brushes by his superior and walks out. Mordecai stares at him with disdain. Now in the house, Rebecca wears a robe and pours the contents of a kettle into a mug. Entering from behind, Jake leans against the doorframe and stares at the widowed rancher.
How you doing tonight, Rebecca?
Rebecca turns around.
Jake.
She closes her robe.
This isn't exactly a good time.
I know. But you've been ducking me a lot lately.
Smiling, he steps closer to her.
Well, actually, I have been wanting to talk to you.
Well, that sounds ominous.
He folds his arms.
Jake, I don't know what I would have done without you the last few years. Even like family.
He draws closer.
This ain't gonna be one of those I love you like a brother speeches, is it?
You're too important to me, and I just don't want us to misunderstand each other.
No, there ain't no misunderstanding. At all. You know, you've been saying that.
As he touches her hair, she pulls away.
It was too soon for you to have a new man in your life, and I told you I'd wait. Now? Is that what you're asking me to do? Wait? Some more?
That wouldn't be fair to you.
Jake licks his lips and lowers his gaze.
Well, what do you think would be fair?
Fair would be for me to tell you that I just don't think we have a future together.
He backs away and raises his brow.
Are you telling me you see a future with somebody else?
Maybe.
Jake glances back over his shoulder and watches Zach head toward them. Jake turns to Rebecca. She averts her gaze. He walks away.
Hey.
Jake faces Zach and gives him a long, hard stare. As he shifts his glare to Rebecca, she cocks her head. Jake walks out of the house. Rebecca shakes her head and throws her hands in the air. Remaining in the doorway, Zach gazes at her. Rebecca glances up at him. Her lips curl into a smile.
Hi.
Hi.
As their eyes lock, Zach takes a step forward. Rebecca widens her eyes, and Zach takes several deep breaths. As she grins and shifts her eyes flirtatiously, he parts her robe and gazes at her silky nightgown. Zach runs his hands up the contours of Rebecca's waist. Leaning her head back, she closes her eyes. He moves his hands up to her neck and touches the bare skin above her nightgown. The couple nuzzle in close and play with the air between their parted lips. Zach holds Rebecca's cheeks and kisses her passionately. As the couple sways, Rebecca grabs the back of his neck. Zach slides his hands behind her robe and pushes her against a cabinet. They gaze into each other's eyes, then join in a deep kiss. Later, Rebecca scrapes a charred pancake in a pan and burns her finger on the handle.
You all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Charlie and Danny eat at a counter.
Tom said he found some strays out near Paddy Creek Canyon yesterday. I want to check on them, and I'd like to take Zach out there with me.
Can't you take Jake?
Jake was gone when I got up this morning.
Are you sure you want to do that, Charlie?
Yes, ma'am.
She cocks her head.
I am.
Rebecca scoops out a pancake.
Think the lost cattle are out there?
I don't know. But they might be.
Maybe you ought to go find them.
You'd make a wise rancher, honey. Mm.
Incidentally, these pancakes are the best I ever tasted.
Grinning, she lifts another pan.
Want some eggs?
No. Thank you.
Charlie frowns as he chews. Now outside, he rides with Zach.
I've been giving a lot of thought to this bull you've been feeding us. Now it's time you straighten me.
Straight about what?
About you and Rebecca. I promise you, if this thing between you and her turns ugly, I'm going to be your worst enemy.
It's hard, Charlie. I care about her.
You're going to have to do more than care. What's supposed to happen to her when you move on? And you did say you were moving on, didn't you?
The old cowboy looks around.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Rebecca said you've been avoiding this canyon.
I said I'm fine. Whoa. Whoa.
Charlie stops.
Did you hear that?
What?
Maybe there are some trapped cattle in here. Come on.
Trotting, they ride across a hillside and down some rocky terrain. As Zach fixes his hat, they stop before some treetops. Below, a man in a cowboy hat secures cattle into a corral.
Well, I'll be damned. They're stealing our cattle. Come on.
Charlie and Zach head down the hill. The old cowboy removes his rifle from the saddle and holds it by his side. As they draw closer, the thief boards a high-walled truck bed aligned to the corral. Dismounting from his horse, Charlie cocks the gun. The thief slides back a gate on the truck. Zach holds the horse's reins and watches.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
The thief freezes. Zach spots a man in a dark hat aiming a rifle. Shoving Charlie, the bullet strikes Zach's shoulder. As he stumbles back, the thief rushes out of the truck. Zach glares at his wound and walks forward. As the man cocks his gun, Charlie shoots the thief in his leg. He runs over and aims his rifle.
Don't move!
The man in the dark hat shoots Zach in the chest, and he keeps walking.
Crawl out from underneath here. Blow your head out. Get out from underneath here.
With bullet wounds staining his shirt, Zach grabs the man's rifle and swings it into his jaw.
Come on, crawl!
I hope you know what you're doing.
Zach smiles at Mordecai.
Just always wanted to see what that felt like.
Obviously, Zachariah. But I still say it's crazy.
Just behaving like a human.
I shot you, mister.
I don't think so.
As Zach aims the rifle, Charlie leads the limping thief over and shoves him down.
Who the hell are you? And who are you all working for?
I'll answer that.
Jake hops down from the truck.
You in on this?
Well, what the hell you think, old man?
Charlie shakes his head.
Drop that damn gun, Charlie.
Charlie lays his weapon down.
How could you do this to her?
I'm trying to help her out. First, by getting rid of these cattle, next I'm going to take care of him.
Zach knits his brow.
Now, Charlie, you better tell your partner there. I got a dead aim, and I got him right in my sights.
Your friend already tried to shoot me. He missed.
Well, I won't.
As Jake aims a rifle, Zach throws his gun aside.
Easy, Zach. He's crazy.
Zach shrugs and walks forward. Jake drops his gun.
All right.
He furrows his brow.
You've got this coming.
As he charges, Zach flips him over. They rise to their feet, and Jake punches Zach to the ground. Retaliating, Zach kicks out Jake's feet, then slams him in the face. He jabs him in the stomach, then knocks Jake out. Charlie looks over. With his shirt partially torn open, Zach eyes Jake's still figure and breathes deeply. Charlie glances back at his captives, then rushes over to Zach. The old cowboy examines the stained shirt and rips it all the way open. Small red bruises appear on Zach's chest. Knitting his brow, Charlie studies Zach's eyes and backs away.
Who the hell are you?
Charlie stares at his chest. Zach takes a deep breath and softens his gaze. In the canyon, Zach ties the thieves' arms behind their backs and picks up a rifle.
I want to know how come those two bullets hit your body without leaving so much as a scratch.
Nothing happened.
I know what I saw. They hit you dead center and you didn't even blink.
You're wrong, Charlie.
There's something about you in this canyon.
Zach stops by the horses.
You were there the day Sam died. He's coming back to me. Weird stuff was going on. I seen things like I ain't never seen before in this world. Sam was there. Somebody was with him. It was you. You tell me I'm crazy.
Zach shakes his head.
You're not crazy, Charlie. You saw what you think you saw. It's a world I've been in for thousands of years. I'm a soul collector.
That's nuts.
No, it's not.
You telling me you took Sam's soul? Well, just where exactly did you take it?
To a place more extraordinary than you can imagine.
Charlie grins.
But you know it's true. You saw it for yourself. I'm here for 30 days. I have 10 days left.
And then what?
And then I go back. You want to get on the phone and let him know we're coming back there?
As Zach puts on his hat and turns around, Charlie's stare lingers. The old cowboy swallows and blinks his eyes. Holding the reins, Zach walks past him with the horses. Now they ride through a calm brook. The thieves ride behind them with their arms bound behind their backs.
So after you leave, things are going to go back the way they were before, is that right?
Not exactly. I have to bring a soul back with me.
Who?
I won't know till it's time.
Well, just make damn sure it's me.
It's not my decision, Charlie.
Listen, I'm old, I'm sick, and these folks got their whole lives ahead of them. These are decent folks.
Don't you tell Rebecca what happened here. It's better for her not to know.
She's going to know sooner or later. It'll make no difference.
They continue down the canyon path. Now, two sheriff cars pull up to the ranch. As uniformed men get out, Rebecca walks out to the road. Zach, Charlie, and the thieves ride toward them. Looking back at Charlie, Zach stops on his horse. As the others stop, Charlie dismounts. He approaches Jake's horse and yanks the bound criminal down.
This old man, I'm gonna watch how you handle this. You hear me?
As Jake grimaces, Rebecca approaches. The bruised criminal averts his gaze and she punches him in the face. Zach looks over. Frowning, Jake lifts his head and swallows. Rebecca glares at him.
I never wanted to hurt you. I was going to have the money to take care of you and Danny.
You son of a bitch.
Jake glances over at Zach, who leads the horses away.
I know it would have been different if he hadn't come here.
It would have changed nothing.
Rebecca walks away. As she flexes her punching hand, Charlie follows.
Miss Rebecca, there is a little bit of good news, though. We found 30 head of cattle.
30 head? We've lost hundreds.
Yes, ma'am, but this is from the South Pastures, part of our breeding stock.
She faces him with a grin.
Well, maybe it's not too late. Maybe Zach...
Forget Zach.
Well, I can't forget him. He'll stay now that we need him.
No, ma'am. He said he was leaving.
Rebecca's eyes shift.
You don't understand.
Miss Rebecca, you can't fall for him.
She gives a slight shrug.
It's too late for that, Charlie.
The old cowboy gazes at her. She touches his arm and walks toward the house. As she leaves, Charlie frowns and shakes his head. Behind him, the sheriff cars head down the road. Now Rebecca enters the barn and approaches a stall where Zach brushes a horse.
Charlie says you're still leaving.
Zach glances at her, then turns back to the horse.
Look at me, Zach.
He licks his lips and gazes into her eyes.
I love you.
Zach takes a deep breath.
I love you, too.
Rebecca cocks her head. As he drops his gaze and brushes the horse, she darts her teary eyes and leaves the barn. Now, Mordecai approaches the stall.
You're skating on very thin ice, Zachariah. very thin ice.
Zach glances at him, then attends to the horse. The superior eyes him with a stern face and walks away. Zach leans his head against the horse and closes his eyes. Now in Helen's bedroom.
When is he leaving?
He says next week.
Rebecca fidgets with her fingers. Lying in bed, Helen swallows.
You've asked him to stay?
She nods.
Of course.
Are you losing your charm?
Rebecca rolls her eyes at Helen.
This isn't funny.
Come here. Sit down.
Rebecca takes a seat on the bed.
I read something the other day.
Helen takes a clipping from a desk beside the bed.
I tore it out for you.
As Helen puts on reading glasses, Rebecca smiles.
It is only with the heart that one can see clearly. What is essential is invisible to the eye.
Helen removes her glasses and looks up at her friend.
I'll always be here for you, Beck.
Rebecca tilts her head. Helen smiles.
Just look for me. With your heart.
Fighting back tears, Rebecca forces a smile.
You'll be okay.
Tears welling in her eyes, Rebecca holds Helen's hand.
And if I'm not?
Helen shifts her jaw and cocks her head slightly.
Well, then maybe I won't go.
A smile flashes on Rebecca's face. Helen grins. Rebecca takes Helen's hand in both of hers, leans over and kisses her fingers. They meet each other's gaze and smile. Zach stands in the doorway.
Zach.
The women trade a glance, then Rebecca stands and heads out. As she passes Zach, the soul collector steps out of the way, then returns his gaze to the sick woman. Helen looks at him. Zach steps toward her.
You wanted to see me?
Helen's lips falter.
I'm scared, Zach. I need to talk.
Why are you asking me?
Helen lowers her gaze from his smile.
Charlie said that you had some real comforting beliefs about death. He thought you could help.
Zach meets Helen's imploring gaze. He shrugs slightly, then steps closer to the sickbed. He gazes soberly and again shrugs slightly.
I think you let go of all the pain. And you feel a lightness, just like you're floating. And you'll be at peace. And you'll be met by people that love you. Those people that have gone before you.
Helen gives a wistful smile.
My parents. Uncle Jeff.
Yeah, all of them. They're waiting for you. It's just like you'll be waiting for Tom and Ellie when they get there. And you'll be together.
It sounds so real.
A tear rolls down Zach's cheek.
But if it's as beautiful as you say, why are you crying?
That's a good question.
She reaches out and Zach takes her hand, smiling reassuringly. Sunlight streams in from a window, bathing Helen's bed with light. Our view pulls back slowly, revealing Rebecca outside Helen's door. With her hands folded across her chest, she fights back tears. Now Charlie dozes on a couch. Rebecca enters with a tray of food.
Hey.
As Charlie sits up, she sets the tray on a table and takes a seat next to him.
You didn't have to do this.
You didn't come to dinner.
Well, wasn't up to eating.
Charlie, you need to see a doctor.
No, I don't. It's you I'm worried about. What with Miss Helen not feeling well and Zach and I'm...
I just don't understand it. why does he have to leave?
Miss Rebecca, it's easy to see how much he cares for you. You have to accept this is out of his control.
I can't accept it because it doesn't make any sense.
Maybe someday it will.
Rebecca?
What is it?
You better come.
Rebecca returns Tom's somber gaze. As he walks out, she bows her head with a furrowed brow. She glances briefly at Charlie, then stands and heads out. Charlie folds his hands together and bows his head. Now, in Helen's room, Ellie stares sadly at her mother.
Just think of me as an angel, sitting on your shoulder. And whenever you need me, I'll just whisper in your ear. And I'll tell you that I love you. And that you're my wonderful girl.
Grimacing with tears, Ellie lays her head against her mother's chest.
I love you.
Helen strokes her hair.
And I love you.
With outstretched arms, Rebecca motions to Ellie and hugs her. Sitting on the bed, Tom slides closer to Helen, then leans over. Helen gently touches his face, and he softly presses his lips to hers. In the doorway, Zach watches hesitantly as Tom kisses Helen and Rebecca hugs Ellie. He cocks his head quizzically, then backs into a corner just outside the door.
This can't be right.
He blinks pensively.
Not now, it's too soon.
Inside the room, Tom tearfully kisses Helen's hand. Helen stares up at him, then shifts her gaze to Rebecca.
You take care.
Rebecca extends her hand. Helen smiles weakly.
I love you.
Helen takes a ragged breath, then slowly closes her eyes. She sinks lifelessly against her pillow.
No.
Rebecca, Tom, and Ellie all embrace. Outside in the hall, Zach steps into the doorway. As he watches the three grieving friends, a burst of golden light appears in the room. The transparent form of a woman in a gray pantsuit materializes, surrounded by an ethereal glow. She walks to Helen's bedside, smiling down at the lifeless woman. Now Helen's transparent form wakes and sits up out of her body. Surrounded by the shimmering glow, Helen's form smiles as she takes the female soul collector's hand. Standing next to the bed, she gazes down at her own still body. Across the room, Zach glances from Helen and the soul collector to Rebecca, Tom, and Ellie in their embrace. As Zach closes his eyes, Rebecca shifts her teary gaze. She sees Helen's glowing form standing next to the soul collector. As Rebecca stares slack-jawed, Tom and Ellie separate and face the glowing apparition too. Zach takes a deep breath, then opens his eyes. Helen beams at her friend and family, then shifts her gaze to Zach.
It's exactly the way you described. Thank you.
As Zach nods slightly at Helen, Rebecca stares, incredulous. Rebecca, Tom, and Ellie gaze lovingly at Helen.
I love you.
His lips parted. Tom stares back in wonder. Warm light reflects on the trio's faces. The soul collector gently rests her hand on Helen's shoulder, and Helen faces her. As they turn and walk toward the wall, they grow smaller in the distance. The brilliant burst of light surrounds them, filling our view. Later in the living room, Zach stares down pensively and takes a deep breath. Rebecca enters, glaring as she approaches him.
Who are you?
I'm called a soul collector. Just like the one you saw with Helen.
And why are you here?
I was sent here to live as one of you on Earth for 30 days.
And then what?
And then I go back.
No, I can't believe it.
It's true, Rebecca.
Rebecca gulps back tears.
I know how to tell you.
And what exactly happened in there?
I did that. It was for Tom and Ellie. I wanted to ease their pain.
Her eyes glistening with tears, Rebecca nods and stares intently at Zach. As she steps closer, he takes her face in his hands.
Who are you here for?
I don't know.
Whose soul?
I don't know.
No, maybe it was
know.
Helen's. Maybe that was the soul. Whose?
I don't know. I won't know until the time comes.
No. No.
She struggles and Zach pulls her closer, resting her head against his chest. Now, a Ford pickup pulls in front of the bunkhouse. Tom sits in the driver's seat. Charlie exits the house, carrying a coat and some gear. He throws it in the truck bed and gets it to the passenger side.
How you holding on, Tom?
Oh, it's tough. She's been gone a week, seems like forever. I can't let this ranch go under, Charlie. Helen would never want that. Well, if you're ready, my friend, we got a lot of work to do.
Charlie puts the truck in gear, backs into a corral, then heads back down the dirt road. Now sunlight filters through a window's lace curtains. Our view moves across the dimly lit room where Rebecca and Zach lie in bed. Soft light shines on their faces as Rebecca runs her fingers softly across Zach's chest.
Will I even remember you after today?
I don't know.
I almost wish you made this up as an excuse to leave. But to think that you won't even exist.
As Rebecca stares longingly at Zach, he pulls her into a passionate kiss. Their embrace deepens, and Rebecca moves on top of Zach, sunlight shining on her shoulder's smooth skin. Creases in the white sheets reveal the curves of their entwined bodies. As Zach sits up with Rebecca in his arms, he gently kisses her neck. With eyes closed and lips parted, she arches her back and wraps her arms around him. Her long auburn hair trails down to her waist. They face each other, and she leans in for another kiss. Now in Tom's pickup, Charlie doubles over in his seat.
Oh. Charlie, are you all right?
Oh, my chest.
Charlie, are you okay? What's wrong? Charlie, what's wrong?
My chest.
Okay, you hold on, Charlie. I'll get you some help.
Tom backs up and turns the truck around.
Hold on, Charlie.
Now back in Rebecca's room, Zach lies alone in bed. Wearing a silky nightgown, Rebecca sets two glasses of juice on the nightstand and sits on the bed. Zach pulls her close. Rebecca answers the phone.
Hello? Tom, what's wrong? Oh, my God. I'm on my way.
What is it?
Charlie had a heart attack.
I'll come with you.
No. No, you have to stay away from us today. Do you understand
it
me?
It doesn't work that
Please.
Way.
I mean it.
Rebecca gazes into his eyes, her hands resting on his neck. She presses her face gently to his, strokes his chest, then turns and runs off. Following her with his gaze, Zach takes a deep breath. Later, he paces on the front porch as Danny and Rebecca exit.
Come on, Zach!
Danny.
Danny stops and Zach approaches.
I can't, you know, we talked about this, right?
He picks up the little boy.
I told you I was going to be going soon. I'm leaving in a little bit.
I thought you were my friend.
Look, I can still be your friend, you know, even if I'm not here, just not the kind of friend that plays with you.
But you'll call and stuff, right?
Hey, Barney. I'm gonna be really far away.
No place is too far to call.
Well, some places don't have phones.
Danny stares sadly at Zach, then hugs him tightly. Standing nearby, Rebecca watches. She shifts on her feet, then steps closer.
Danny, we gotta go. Come on, go get in the car, okay?
The two separate and Danny walks out to Rebecca's blue Jeep.
Come on, Huggy, get in the car.
Fighting back tears, Rebecca faces Zach.
I don't know how to say goodbye to you.
His hands pressed together, Zach touches his fingertips to his lips. He stares down thoughtfully as Rebecca leaves. As she runs over to the Jeep, the front gate swings shut behind her. Sitting in the passenger side, Danny looks over at Zach.
I'll get you some red licorice and save it for when you come back.
Zach steps through the gate, swings it open, and stares at Danny and Rebecca. She puts the car in gear and drives off, glancing back briefly as she speeds away.
So I love you the rest of my life.
Now in town, the Jeep drives down a main street lined with quaint Western-style storefronts. Rebecca pulls the Jeep to a stop at an old-fashioned signal with two flashing red lights. Danny notices a Toy Joy store.
Look, Mom, a toy store. Can we get Uncle Charlie a present?
She nods.
Okay.
Rebecca crosses the light, then pulls into a parking spot across the street from the store. Okay. Lucky jumps out of the Jeep's open back and runs. Danny chases the dog.
Danny!
In slow motion, Rebecca calls after her son as he runs across the street. She notices Zach standing by the sidewalk, watching the boy intently. Their eyes meet. Then she shifts her gaze to the street, where a car drives toward Danny. The little boy freezes. As Zach knocks Danny out of the way, the car hits him. Rebecca rushes to Danny, who lies on the pavement.
Okay, Danny, are you okay? Let me see. Oh, God. Oh, Zach!
They both run to Zach, who lies motionless by the car. Rebecca kneels by his side and turns his bloody face to hers.
Zach. Zach, stay with me. Stay with me, please stay with me. Please don't go. Please don't go.
She puts her head against his still chest. Danny watches tearfully as Rebecca sobs. She gazes at Zach's lifeless face and gently strokes his hair. A bloody gash marks his right temple.
I'll always love you, Zach. You come for me when it's my time.
Gently caressing Zach's face, she gazes tenderly at him. As tears run down her cheek, she shifts to lie beside him. Unseen behind her, Zach stands next to Mordecai, staring down at the lifeless body.
What in heaven's name were you thinking?
I couldn't let him die. Just couldn't let Danny die. And you are not going to let them reschedule his collection.
Zachariah. You know the rules.
Rules? What rules? They broke the rules the minute they sent me down here and I fell in love with these people. Not just Rebecca, but Danny and Helen's family, Charlie. They plowed in their lives like a freight train, leaving chaos behind me. Forget the rules, Mordecai, we owe them. I would give up eternity to spend one lifetime with this woman.
Mordecai glances somberly from Rebecca to Zach.
Well, it's time to go.
Mordecai heads down the street, then pauses as Zach follows hesitantly. Laying alongside Zach on the pavement, Rebecca sobs with one arm around him. As the two soul collectors continue walking, they become transparent, and an ethereal glow surrounds their bodies. Suddenly, a glowing burst of light appears, casting long golden rays and filling our view with white.
The council heard you, Zachariah. It is pleased with your growth as both a spirit and a human being.
Now Zach walks hand in hand with Rebecca.
Turned out to be a better man than a soul collector. Therefore, your reward will be the granting of a long life for Danny. They want you to guide him to adulthood. To do that, They would allow you to live a life on Earth with all the joys and sorrows that are gifted to a human soul. Your powers as a collector will be stripped, but you will be granted the blessings of mortal man.
A credit. Executive producers Ann Carlucci, Marion Brayton.